TalkZone.com.
What happens when you put a bear with an attorney? You get Barely Legal. In the next hour, former Chicago Bear and 9-year pro football player Robin Earle and co-host attorney David Spada will tackle sports, interview current and former professional athletes, and discuss legal issues in sports. And they promise the next hour will be as exciting as a game-winning touchdown, a walk-off home run, or a buzzer-beating shot. And now, Barely Legal.
Man alive, yes siree, Bob, we are back. Hey, actually 1 hour earlier than usual. This is the Barely Legal Show here on, heard here on TalkZone.com as we prepare for a 2-hour special program thanks to David Spada and all the great guests that he has booked. Once again, and I think the Bear fans are somewhat in shock, but it's another glorious Bear victory Wednesday as the Chicago Bears wore down the Green Bay Packers on Monday night, coming away with a 20-17 victory. Hi, I'm Robin Earle, former fullback and tight end for your 3-0 Chicago Bears, and my co-host and good friend sitting beside me, attorney David Spada.
Who predicted 3-0? Wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me, but I think it was Billy Randazzo.
And I was 3-0.
You were 3-0.
You laughed at us.
So far, Billy's prediction of 14 wins is coming through. Woo! That'll be something, won't it? Anyway, everyone is probably wondering why we are going an extra hour today, but once they hear our guest lineup, and you'll know why. We have four, supposed to have five maybe, but one had to bail out here. Actually,
his mother passed away.
His mother passed away a couple days ago, so he'll postpone for another date. But anyway, we talk about four NFL Hall of Famers. First time here on the Barely Legal Show. We'll have former Detroit Lion Yell Larry and one of my boyhood heroes, former Green Bay Packer, coming out with a book, Running Back Jimmy Taylor. And the double lot, or double zeros, was on his jersey number, former great center for the Oakland Raiders, Jim Otto. And we'll finish up with former New York Jet wide receiver, Don Maynard. And man, you know, that guy used to bounce around all over the place, doesn't he? When he, you know, scoring touchdowns, catching balls from Joe Namath, and what a great sight to see when I was growing up watching this guy play.
He was in two of the greatest championship games ever played, the 58 one between the Giants and the Baltimore Colts, and he was in the famous Joe Namath Super Bowl with the Jets.
Super Bowl III. Anyway,
didn't they beat your Packers in that Super Bowl? Who did they beat? Or KC?
No, they beat Baltimore.
Baltimore?
The Jets in Baltimore, I believe. Yeah. Whipped them up pretty good. Anyway, we'll also have with us, joining us will be the top money earner, David. Now, you understand what a top money earner means in a network industry. Will be Matt Steff from Dallas, Texas. The C Prime team will be here in Chicago the weekend of October 8th and 9th. Attending and exhibiting at the Health Club Industry Show at the downtown McCormick Convention Center. And I look forward to talking some C Prime for Prime Time with Mr. Matt Steff. And, of course, once you hold up your bracelet on. Of course, I got my bracelet on.
Everybody at the office was trying it on yesterday.
We got cameras going here, so we got three different views and angles and so forth. So we're real excited about that. And let's thank our sponsors today. Of course, your law offices, David, who we wouldn't be here without you. The Brilliant Event Planners, the home shows, they do marvelous, marvelous work. ProVision RX discount card, where you can save up to 60% on all your prescription drug cards. And the C-Prime Fashion Forward Bracelet, together with C-Prime's patent-pending technology built into the bracelet, you will experience better flexibility, balance, strength, and improved endurance. You've just seen my wife out today running with her C-Prime band on, you know.
She's a lot quicker now and faster.
Some little more hip in her step.
You think our next guest could kick the ball another 10 yards farther?
Man, I hope so. Hey, we got a guy that did about everything besides, serve water on the sidelines. But we got Mr. Yale Larry. How you doing, Yale?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Hey, man. Hey, good to hear from you. Your Detroit Lions.
Yes,
man, I tell you what, they should have beat the Bears.
Well, you're not kidding.
Yeah, you had a tough one against
56 was a killer for us.
Yeah, it sure was. And then the next week, you take You take the, was it the Redskins? The second week?
Yes, I believe
that. The Redskins down to the wire.
Maybe it's 1 point. Yeah.
Or was it, no, Philadelphia. No, Michael Vick.
Michael Vick last week.
Oh, that was last week. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No. Hey, I'm all confused. What the hell do I know?
Good old days. Yeah, okay.
He's going back to 1956 when George Blanda was the Bears quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Were you good friends with George Blanda, who just passed away the other day?
You told me. I think you did. I read it in the paper, though. But, yeah, George, I'd seen, of course, I played against him, but I'd seen him up in the Hall of Fame every year. He made it about every year, and I did too. So I'm sure going to miss him. So many of them are kind of going to NFL heaven, I guess. Just getting up in our age.
Yeah. Yeah, I see you're 79 years old, born November 24th. You know, with the internet, you know, I've got you on my laptop here. I know everything about you, man. I know your sleeping habits, your eating habits.
Well, I hope you don't know everything.
just joking with you here a little bit. Hey, it's fun to have you on.
Nice to be remembered.
Buddy. Yeah. Well, you know, hey, you gotta remember, man, I'm 55 and, you know, I spent 9 years playing pro football. Hey, you're like, one of my
sure.
boyhood, idols growing up, man.
That's
you know?
Funny,
yeah, you know, we used to, you know, I mean, hey, the NFL, man, see, I grew up in Seattle. We didn't have a team out there yet, so we used to tune in, on all the CBS games and whatever games were on TV. And of course, hey, I remember good old number 28.
That's nice. It was a fun time.
Yeah.
You played for the Lions back when they were competitive, winning some championships, right?
Pardon me, I can't hear very well.
No problem. You played with the Lions when they were very competitive back in the 50s, early 60s.
Oh, yeah. We 52 and 53, we won it, and 57, we won it. And then we had a kind of slow two seasons in 58 and 59. But anyway. Yeah, we had some great players up there, Bobby Lane, Doak Walker, and people like that really, I think the Lions are still looking for another Bobby Lane, what I read in the paper. That's going to be hard to find.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Stratford's still banged up. Now, are you living in the Detroit area?
No, I live in Fort Worth.
Oh, Fort Worth, Texas. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm reading here, and it says you played alongside Jack Christensen.
Yeah, there's Jack Christensen and
so Jim David here,
and
yeah.
Danny Lane and Joe Schmidt and those players. We're in the ones that are in the Hall of Fame are Schmidt, Christensen, and
right.
DeBo and Lane and myself.
Now, is that the same Jack Christensen that coached at Stanford?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because I played in the Pac 8 back then at Washington, and Jack was a coach at Stanford, and actually he was our coach at the Blue Gray game down in Alabama. And I remember we played that on Christmas Day, 1976. David, how about that? Huh?
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Get used to football. Your Christmases and your Thanksgivings are pretty well taken up, right?
Well, Thanksgiving. Green Bay Packers, we paid them every Thanksgiving day from while I was up there. But.
So you played, okay, so the Packers played on Turkey Day in Detroit.
Right.
Is that the only, let's see, how many years did you played 9 seasons with the with Detroit, right? No, actually 12, 13, 13.
Well, I was in the Korean deal I played in 52 and 53. We won the championship then.
Okay.
I went to Texas A&M. I got my commission. They took me in the service for 54 and 55, and I returned in 56.
Okay.
I played 11 years.
Played 11
I
seasons.
I actually played 11, but I got credit for 13.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey.
So you get those big pension checks from the NFL.
Oh, boy, every month I can hardly wait.
Guess again, huh?
Oh, brother, you got that right.
Are you kind of envious of today's players when you see the signing bonuses and you see the money they're making, the pensions they're going to get, thinking, why couldn't that be me?
What? Excuse me, I can't
no
hear
problem. Are you kind of jealous of today's players when you see the signing bonuses and the pensions they're going to get?
Well, we had 33 ball players on the team. And now I think they've got 53
Yep.
And, no, we didn't make an awful lot of money. We had, great camaraderie and made lifelong friends and everything, but that wouldn't take the place of the millions that they're making now, that's for sure.
You know, you got 13 credited seasons in the National Football League. I'm just going to ask you this because I haven't started collecting my pension yet.
I was going to ask you. You're getting yours.
No, not yet. Not yet. I'm going to wait probably till 60 or 65. What is your monthly pension? Can I ask? What do they pay you?
I prefer you didn't, but
Okay. All right. All right. I was just curious myself.
Well, it's not a whole hell of a lot. I know that. I know the baseball players, they play 10 years. I think Harvey Keene and those guys I'm familiar with, they get $80,000 for about 10 years. Now I don't get that much, that's for sure.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, what a big difference there. Heck, my signing bonus in '77. I see you were a third round pick. Okay, I was a third round pick. Mine was $30,000.
What did you play?
I was a fullback, and then they converted me to a tight end.
All right.
You know, now that fullbacks are kind of obsolete in the National Football League, you don't see too many real pure fullbacks anymore. They're more.
No, you're ready to block them.
Yeah, block and see. You know, I had that number 34 in my backfield. See, that's all I got to do was just hit linebackers.
That's not fun.
Yeah, you got to bow that neck, baby. No question about it. No question.
Yale, you were one of the last of the two-way players. Why did that stop in the NFL?
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess they gradually got more players that could do more than one thing, I guess. They had to back in those days. You needed to have a multitude of talents or are you trying to make the ball club because they didn't have that many ball players.
Yeah, I think too, because back when you played Yale, you had budget restrictions and et cetera. The league's just getting going. They didn't have the big TV contracts and so forth. And,
no.
You know, it today you got, when I played, it was only 40, I think it was 44, 45. They've increased it to 53.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a specialty now. I mean, look at high school football now, Yale. You see a lot of kids now going just offense or defense.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll tell you, the signing, I didn't get a whole lot big bonus, that's for sure. And I signed for $6,500 in '52. And
for the whole season, $65,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's not a week.
$6,500. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Although I wish it was.
Hey, I'll just lay one out on you here, Yale. Okay. This will blow your mind. I do a lot of speaking around the country. I'm a motivational speaker for different.
Great. I'd like to have information on you.
Yeah, for different companies. But, you know, when I do the analogy, people always always ask me, Robin, you came in the league in 1977. I mean, what was your signing bonus? What was it like? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, let me give you some perspective here. Okay.
Okay.
I said, our all-pro linebacker, number 55, Lance Briggs. Okay.
Yeah.
In his fifth year last year, he was making, now I'm just going to break this down now, per minute, $78,000 per minute in every game, whether he was playing or not.
Sitting on the bench.
In my fifth year, I made $67.50. Per minute.
Per hour.
Per minute.
Oh, per minute.
Per minute. I was breaking it down by the minute.
Well, that's not bad.
So I was, I understand, but Lance Briggs, $78,000 compared to $67.50. Big difference there, isn't it?
Oh, quite a bit, yeah.
But anyway, I always get a chuckle in the crowd when I tell that story.
Yeah, sure. Well,
Yale, you played safety. Who was the toughest guy you had to tackle back when you were playing?
I guess, of course, Jim Brown to me is the most fabulous running back. I could do everything, and he was really one of the toughest. He paid me a compliment on the back of one of my cards that I didn't know what Yale was going to do, block me or tackle me. But I said, well, I really didn't want to do either one of them. But that Jim Taylor was really like a bull. He'd try to run over you instead of around you.
Yeah, he was a big running back. When I went into college, I was actually played quarterback running back in high school. You know how that works. You probably did the same, you know, in high school, right? Because you're probably the best athlete on the field.
Right.
And then when I got to college, Jim Owens, you might remember Big Jim Owens. He was a Texas boy. was my head coach, and he looks at me and he says, "Well, Robin, I know you're only a freshman, but the tight end positions were kind of weak there. I think you might have a chance to start there as a freshman." I said, "I've never put my hand down on grass. I don't know what it'll be like." You know what I mean?
So he
stuck me in at tight end, and by about the fourth, fifth game, I was starting.
You must be a pretty good size, man.
Well, you know, I was 6'5", 255, yeah.
Good Lord,
yeah.
I'd hate to try to block you.
Yeah. So anyway, I go through my freshman year and in my sophomore year, we played both Texas and Texas A&M that year. How we scheduled them on our schedule, we get Texas and Texas A&M in the same year.
No, I don't either. That's my school. A&M,
yeah, sure. Yeah. So, you know, we had a rough schedule my sophomore year, but I'm leading the team in catches and touchdowns, receptions. And Coach Owens comes up to me after the fifth game of the season. You know what he told me?
What?
He goes, "We got some injuries at fullback, Robin. We're gonna move you." I went, "Ah? What are we gonna do here?" So I went in the backfield there, and the very next game was against UCLA. They're ranked ninth in the country at home. And I don't know. I had one of those out of body experiences. You ever had one of those, Yale?
Of course.
You know, people don't quite understand what the zone means. You know,
what is the zone?
All this, Yale. Tell them what the zone means.
Pardon me, huh?
Tell David what it means to be in the zone.
You mean the zone like the.
Well, it's like when you're playing and you know you can't hear the noise, the crowd noise.
Oh, you got that right.
Yeah, and you're doing something that your body just does, and but it's so remarkable when you see it on film the next day.
Can't believe it. I know I've been playing at the Coliseum course.
Yeah,
there's so many people over there, you know. But you know, I didn't hear them, you know. So you get so caught up in what you're doing out there,
right,
and
right.
All your responsibilities and everything, that it's amazing though. It is a zone that when you get on the field, it's just everything stops, but you're what you need to do.
Right, exactly. You know, it's like Michael Jordan when he hit 35 points in a playoff game in the first half. I mean, everything went in the basket. That's what they mean by going in the zone. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, Yale. I ended up running for about 180 yards and three touchdowns, and we beat the crap out of them. And then by the time I was done with my career, there was only one guy ahead of me, and that was Hugh McElhaney for the rushing championship at the University of Washington. So when I came in with the Bears, I was drafted as a fullback, see? And then I was in the backfield with Walter Payton for 3 years. Then they drafted a young kid out of Penn State named Matt Sui. Then Coach Armstrong came up to me and goes, "Well, if you want to keep on playing in the NFL, Robin, you're going back to tight end."
Well, they had a spot for you every time.
Thank God. You know?
Yale, why have the Detroit Lions had so much trouble winning over the last 50 years since you left?
Oh, gosh. I'm sure it wasn't all the players. I mean, they didn't have players, but I think it goes back to the head office, I guess I'd say.
Well, you know, I was just going to interrupt here. I think it's a four-letter word. It does start with an F, but it's O-R-D.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
But then you look at the Steelers. The Rooneys run that organization right, and they're never down. They're competitive every year.
You're damn right.
You that's go
right.
back to management. Back to management.
Dick LeBeau, he and I played together a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a fabulous job over there as a defensive coordinator.
You guys are about the same age, aren't you? Pretty close?
Who?
Dick LeBeau. How old's Dick? He's in his 70s.
He's 6 years.
6 years younger?
Younger than I am, yeah.
Man, he looks terrific, doesn't he?
Oh, doesn't he? Though,
oh,
man.
My God. What is his secret? Woo!
I don't know.
He looks.
He's also plays a good golf game, too.
He looks better than our guest last week, a guy you played against, Art Donovan, who's 86.
Oh, Artie, I just love him.
Yeah, he's quite the character.
He was in a wheelchair for a long time now. I saw him this past the Hall of Fame, and he's on a walker now, so he's
improving.
Gosh, he's older than I am. But.
He talked about tackling Bobby Lane. He said he smelled like alcohol, and he said, "What were you drinking last night?" He goes, "No, I was drinking at halftime."
Yeah, like I used to say at a banquet now, and I'd say, "Well, you know, you've heard all those things about Bobby Lane, this and that," and I said, "Let me get this straight now. Get you straight. It's all true.
It's all true. It's all true.
Oh, he was a great guy.
Anyway, Yale, what a pleasure. We're up against the clock. Man, you're starting off a great day for us. We've actually got
you're real kind.
We got you and Jimmy Taylor and Jim Otto and Don Maynard up this today. What a lineup,
huh? Oh, wonderful. Well, tell them all I said hi.
I sure will. And it's the one former. See, I punted too. So it's for one former punter to another. God bless, Yale. Enjoyed having you.
All one big fraternity.
All right, buddy. Take care.
You. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
That was Yale Larry. What a great guy, man.
Yeah. Classic.
By enjoying life, playing golf down there in Fort Worth, Texas. Anyway, stay tuned, man. We got one of my favorites, Jimmy Taylor. We'll be coming up next. This is the Barely Legal Show. We'll talk to you in just a couple minutes.
If you're injured at work, don't try to be a hero and work in pain. Immediately tell your boss how you were injured and seek medical treatment. Then call my guy, attorney David Spada, to make sure that your rights are protected. David will fight for the payment of your medical bills, lost wages, and settlement. Insurance companies and employers have individuals representing their interests. Why not you? You must have an experienced attorney on your side. All fees are contingent upon your recovery. Call David Spada at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667.
When you hear a police siren, what's your first thought? Well, it should be to call our guy, attorney David Spada. Going to court without David is a huge mistake and may result in a conviction, loss or suspension of your license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. Brian, what should scoreheads do?
Not screw up. They should call our guy, David Spada. Call David at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. David Spada, our guy, a score guy, and an attorney you can count on.